Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
The government will soon move toward banning so-called conversion therapy. This act will ban licensed counselors who seek to help minors struggling with same-sex attraction and gender dysphoria. State Representative Cheryl Lynn Stevenson and others label this counseling that helps minors' sexual identity align with their moral values as torture. But is this what counselors are doing, actually harming kids? I recently interviewed clinical psychologist Dr. Julie Hamilton, who addressed many of the strawman arguments opponents of what is known as sexual orientation change efforts. Hamilton argues that ethical guidelines already protect minors from harmful counseling practices, and that such bans on sexual orientation change efforts actually prevent clients from getting the help to free themselves from unwanted desires that they're seeking to change.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.